Agav, there's one yesai that has nothing to do with Idias, Viburis, and Beinus, which has a Shachas HaSugya. Totally, like, out of left field topic. I think you all know that there's a rule of Ein Einol LeTarkois. When a person sells things, you're not allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to charge more than 20% over 20% or more over the market value, which is a sixth. And if you do, then that's considered Einol and the Mekach is Chayzer. The Gemara says that Ein Einol LeTarkois. The Gemara says in Hazav that when you're selling real estate, there's no Einol, there's no din of Einol LeTarkois. And the price could fluctuate very greatly in by karka, and if somebody from the Midwest inherits a house in Borough Park, and you tell them, yeah, you know, I'll give you $500,000 for the house, he says, wow, $500,000, a lot of money for one house, and you give it to him, and the house is really worth much more. So it would seem, the Gemara says, Ein Einol LeTarkois, that the Mekach is not Chayzer. The Gemara doesn't say you should do it Chatchila, but if you did it, it's not Chayzer. There's a Tosfos that says that even though we say Ein Einol LeTarkois, that's only Ad Mechtzah. It's only up to 50%. Normally it's 20%. I know for normal things, it's a sixth. Even though a sixth, 20% sounds like a fifth, right? But the sixth means the fifth, sixth mubar, sixth of the total. $100 item that you charge $124, so that's a sixth. So it's actually 20% more that is Einol. So Tais says by Karka, even though the Gemara is Soisim, that Ein Einol LeTarkois, nevertheless, that's only up to 50%. If you're cheating him by 50%, then that is Einol.
Or is it
less than 50%. Yeah, that's good. That's a question whether you can do it. If you're totally fooling him, then you now do it. If you're bargaining with him and he's giving in, then you could. So Tesh says only up to 50%. And I talk, I had such a master once with somebody that was in this case, somebody who inherited it from far away, and he was selling a property. And he wanted $1 million, and the property was worth 1.8. And the broker who he called, he asked me, the broker wanted to buy himself, because the person called him and said, I know you, and I inherited this thing, and if I get $1 million, I'll sell. And he said, it's worth much more than that. So Tyson says that I know up to over 50% is I know. The question is where Taisus got it from. If you learn Pashut, but it says in Shulchan Aruch 50%, the Taisus sheet is brought down. It sounds like, you know, it's just an arbitrary thing. Like too much is too much, 50%. The Teres Chaim says it could be it comes from our sugya. The sugya Matnas Aniyim, the price of Matnas Aniyim said that it's normal for a price of real estate to fluctuate ad mechtza until 50%. So that's the real estate. Real estate is something which fluctuates wildly. So it could be up to 50%. The Gemara says more than 50%, then it's not a normal fluctuation. And we assume it's because the person is eye of enough because he's it. So Teres Chaim suggests that this is the marker for the 50% amount for Ein Einol LeTarkois. There's a saying that by Chazal that the Torah aniyim b'malkem echad v'ashirim b'malkem acher. Sometimes when you're learning a sugya, you can't understand a certain akuda, and in a different, totally different place, you have a makor for it. That's what it sounds like. If this is the, I don't know if there are other makaris, but if this is the only makor, so it's an interesting thing that for Ein Einol LeTarkois here in a sugya of Maisa Oni, which is in this broad agav in the sugya of Meitav, that this is where it should be brought. But anyway. As I said, Derech Agav, that's the Kuda here from the Gemara. Okay, let's see where we're up to. We're up to Yik L'dmuyeh L'bachayv V'daminonleh B'chayv D'inay V'beinonis Y'amalei Hadli Ziburis Tfei Porta Amalei Yishoklas K'dinach Shkoyel K'dahashta Yiloish Kalki Yichud L'kabe. So Gemara said that by a Baal Chayiv, we also restrict him to Beinonis. If he wants Iburis, so he could tell him, if he wants Iburis, you have to take Yikud B'Lekameh. And if not, no. Farti Gemara. Maskeflor Bachabray Dravika and Kena Alta Delis, when they love him. No one's going to want to lend money, because if he has the money, he could buy Iburis. And now you're going to tell him that when he lent the money, he can't get Iburis. So therefore, he gets Iburis because of the time of him Kena Alta Delis, when they love him. So here, I mentioned yesterday, the Pnei Yeshua asks that why do you have to, if you have a Baal Chayiv who wants Iburis, if you have a Baal Chayiv who would like to get some Ziburis, why does he have to come with a taina of him came to Alta Deles, if they love him? You have a Pashta reason he could get Ziburis. Because Minat Torah, a Baal Chayiv gets Ziburis. The Din Torah is that a Baal Chayiv gets Ziburis. The whole Din of Beinonis was a Takana L'Toyva Asar Malva, so that the Malva should be able to get a better property. So the halacha is, when you make a takara for someone's taiva, he could waive that taiva, and he can go back to the ikur din d'oraisa, and he gets iburis. So Frank to play Yeshua, what's going on here? If you want to give me a reason to give him a b'chayv iburis, you don't have to give me this reason, because I'm not the dalas. Give him a pashto reason, because he yeshu. It's a play Yeshua's kasha. So play Yeshua, he's so pressed to answer, you know, that he comes, he says a chiddush. There's a mandiyamar in Gittin that holds that a Baal Chayiv min HaTorah is be'idius. Amish, the opposite of what we always neman. We always say a Baal Chayiv min HaTorah gets Iburis, and we upgraded him mid Rabbanan. There's a mandiyamar that says a Baal Chayiv is min HaTorah be'idius, and we downgraded him mid Rabbanan to Beinonis. I mean, if I lend someone money, I can get idiots as payment. Chazal were afraid that if so, if a rich person sees a poor person's house or field and he wants it, he'll lend him money and he'll make sure to be able to get his house out from under him. So Chazal knocked it down to payments. There's such a mandiyama. So Pnei Yeshua says that this sugi is going like that mandiyama. And we're going like Yenam and Yama that holds that Min HaTorah Baal Chayiv gets Idias, and the Rabbanan he gets Beinonis, and Memeila you can't say Iyafshi. If you want Ziburis, Baal Chayiv can't say Iyafshi because he doesn't get Ziburis Min HaTorah according to this Yenam and Yama. What? He says Iyafshi, first of all, he'll get Idias, but anyway, it's not Iyafshi because it's not for his Torah. Can't say Yevshi, it's kind of for your type. If someone was made for the other guy's type, then you can't say Yevshi. So they're stating Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is a daichik because we don't paskin like that man the Amar. We don't know like that man the Amar. Pnei Yeshua is matzik that yes, there are some Rishonim who do paskin that way, but we never heard such a b'chal, we're not familiar with the man the Amar in the first place. And we always know man that about Chayim and Atar is Iburis and Virabaram is Beinonis. So Bezai, the Kasha comes back, then let him say Iyafshi. So the Peshus, if we're not satisfied with Peshus Teres, the Kasha comes back. So again, what's the Kasha? That every Baal Chayiv should be able to say, give me Ziburis, because Iyafshi. So the Tumim comes along, and the Tumim says, 1 minute, Kasha's not a Kasha. What's the din min ha-Torah? A Baal Chayiv gets Ziburis. Who picks which Ziburis to pay? How are we learning all along? Who chooses what to pay with? The payer or the payee? Huh? Who chooses? The person who's paying, right? If I have a bunch of Italians in my house, so we're learning, the Rosh says Beferish, that the person who's paying could choose. You can't come into my house and take... What are you going to take from my house already? Shas? Just say, you want my shas? I want my shas. You better take my beckers or my wife's jewelry. Not my shas. Right? You can't pick what you're going to take. I could pick what I want to give. I guess it's in Torah. I guess, if you think about it, the whole Yeshua's kasha falls away in a very geshmaka way. Mina Torah, when we say a balchayv is biziburis, what does that mean? That means that when the loiv is paying, he could pay with what? When the loiv comes to pay. When the loiv comes to pay, he could pay either with metaflim or with karka, but who picks which karka? He could pick whichever karka he wants. He could pick ziburis, or he could pick beinonis, minat Torah. When we say minat Torah, he pays. When we say that minat Torah, the loiv pays ziburis, there's only a minimum that he pays. Because since we're naming on now that the loiv is the one who chooses what to pay with, so the loiv could pick what to pay with. So even if you say, Eshi b'takana d'rabanan, I waive my takana d'rabanan, I want to go back to the din Torah. But min ha-Torah, a loiver can't pay beinonis. A loiver can pick whatever karka he wants to pay with. So our Gemara wants a reason that the malva could force him to give ziburis. If you want a reason the malva could force him to give ziburis, you have to say shalaitin al dalas, because I made a takana. If you're going to say efshi, that means if you take off the takana, that means the loiver could want to give ziburis. But it doesn't mean that the malva could force him to give ziburis. Because min ha-Torah, he chooses whatever he wants to give. It's up to him to choose whatever it is he wants to pay. So since the din Torah is that he chooses, some mela, the entire kasha falls off. The whole thing shows kasha, the doesn't make sense. What was this kasha? The malva could say, I want ziburis because I want to go bust the din Torah. But that's not din Torah, the malva could pick. The loiver picks. If the loiver picks, so then it doesn't help the malva to go to say efshi. The loiver could still pick what he wants to pay with, and if he wants to give beinonis, he could give beinonis. That's good.
And to say that you see
the
next Gemara that if he only has adidas, he pays adidas to malchayim.
If you only have, then you give whatever you have. That's no shaila.
So you see,
that's not right. Because when you only have, then you give what you have. So you have to pay. You can't. Well, you can't say I'm not going to pay. I only have idiots. So then you have to pay. This tumim is going with the mahalach that when we set up a level, it's a minimum. It's a minimum which we set is the ritva shita. The Rush, we learned all along, the Rush says, Idias is dafka, or Ziburis is dafka. Right? We said that the din of Meitav is a shibud. There are two ways to learn. The din of Meitav is a lien, a shibud, or a minimum. Now, if it's a minimum, then I understand. If it's a schus that he has, I understand. But if it's a lien, if it's a shibud, the Shah Mishpat comes, and he's Meir on this Tumim, that the Tumim is not necessarily right. That Min HaTorah, you can give whatever you want. Min HaTorah, if you learn, Ziburis is a Shibud, that when the Torah says what you collect, that's a Shibud on that Karka. It's a lien on the Karka. So it's up to Sharmish, but it's not true. It's a lien on the Karka. And it doesn't, you can't say, Min HaTorah, I'll give Beinus. So the Sharmish, but therefore disagrees with the Tumim. So it seems we have here machlokes tachlayim. The Tumim and the Shah Mishpat are arguing in this very same machlokes that we're talking throughout the sugya. This machlokes, if how does it work when the Torah says you give karka? Is it lean on that karka or not? That's this machlokes. The Rosh, we always understood that it's dafka. So the Rosh does not agree with the Tumim's Torah. The Ritva, who said that it's a minimum, and again in this case, in the case the Rosh brought, where the Nizik see his Meitav, the Mazik doesn't have. So the Ritva said you give B. Because he held Meitav as a minimum. So you give the Meitav and a Nizik, it's a minimum, so you can give B. That Ritva, Taka holds it in Tumim's Teretz. But otherwise, you don't hold it in Tumim's Teretz. This is the machlokes here again. That's interesting because when we started the sugya of Meitav, and we spoke out this Rosh, this whole rush is going like the Man Yama B'din Nizik Shamina, Rabbi Shmuel. And we ask that the whole thing is the Pula Charifta, the Bar Vias, this whole thing is not La Halacha. This is all Nafkimina, Rabbi Shmuel. Right? Like Rabbi Shmuel says, B'din Nizik Shamina, what do you do in that case? So the terrace that we had said was this Nakuda, that it's always a Nafkimina, and how you look at the Lumdis of Netav. Is it Daf? Is it a minimum? Or is it Dafka? We keep on seeing that it's Taka, not only Bishmal, and keeps on coming up in all the suyas, these two ways of learning Meitav. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vaita. So Gemara says, Elo Amar Vach Brei Darvika, Ikalid Muye, Laksuv Asisha Vidamina Lei, Laksuv Asisha Dina Vizipuris, the Amra Lei, Ihi, Havli Beinanis, Batsia Porta. If the lady says, give me Beinanis a little more, Amar Lai, Shaklis Kedidach Shkalki the Hashbe, Lai, Shaklik Yukud the Lakabe. A little strange. Right? Just a little strange. I mean, the Gemara now is going to come back to Asugya. This case is a little strange because here it's the opposite. Till now, the person's saying, I'm asking, give me a lesser quality. It is as far as to say, if someone wants a lesser quality, give it to him. Here she's saying, give me a better quality, give me a higher quality. And the Gemara has a svara, Bikalidmuye, will bring a raya from Milchus Maisani, from that you have a case, that there's a concept of Yukud Lakame, and if she wants more, and the person who offers Yukud Lakame, so you give her, if she wants a better quality, you give her a better quality. A little strange that the Gemara should have such a svara that a person can ask for a better quality. If the other person says yes, you can say, I got you, give it to me now at today's. The chalash, you can't force a better quality. Like a lower quality, we have a svara, you can force someone to give. But a better quality, it doesn't make sense why an isha should be able to give a better quality. No? Why she should insist on it. So the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz is bothered by this. Why can a Isha ask for a better quality? Mecha Tesi. I mean, she can't. How could she force it? How could she force? Till now you're going down, I understand. To go up. Makes sense. So the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz says that the reason this can be done is because the Isha really Mikra Din would get dangerous. Maybe even Indians, but at least Beinonis. Really, Ksubas Isha, a woman would get Beinonis. She's a Tzachayiv. The Gemara Yitin says a reason why we knock it down, why we give you Isha Ziburis. Because the Yosef Isha, Isha writes to Linase, Isha writes to Linase, Isha writes to Linase. Gemara has a reason, whatever the Gemara's reason is, but really, when I did it, Beinonis. So Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz, that's Pshat Gemara. Normally, you can't insist to be pushed up to a higher level. But here, with the Ikar Adin, is that an Isha should get a higher level. Min Adin, an Isha should be getting a higher level. Just Chazal made a Tekana to knock her down. So here, where the husband offers a higher level, so here it makes sense to push it up, since really Ikar Adin, she would get that. They state in Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz. Taisis looks super sisha with Aminala. See Taisis? Look super sisha with Aminala. Who I didn't have a Mati look, maybe Balchayv. The Koyve. What's Taisis saying? What? Taisis is saying, right, that just like the Isha could ask to be bumped up to a better, from the Beinanis, who I didn't have a Mati look, maybe Balchayv, the Koyve. That the Bachai gets Beinonis, and it could be he's asking to be bumped up to Idias. Right? This Tosfos is not like the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz said, why could a Isha ask to be bumped up from Ziburis to Beinonis? Because Meikar Adin, in our Torah, that's what she gets. That's why she could ask to be bumped up. This Tosfos is not that way. Tosfos says, who Adin? We could have said a Bachayiv, bump him up from Beininess to Idias. So there, Rebbeinu Peretz Sfara doesn't apply. Except like the Pnei Yeshua, that our sugi is going, that Min HaTorah, his din is Idias. Like the Pnei Yeshua, Vilchar would make sense. Problem is, you're right, this Tosfos makes sense like the Pnei Yeshua, but two Tosfos in back, Tosfos L'Bachayim V'Damin Alei, that Tosfos, the Pnei Yeshua himself says, that Tosfos didn't learn the Gemara like him, because that Tosfos says, Adarabah, Hayra Kleichim V'Daraisa Din HaBziburis. So that Tosfos, Klar, is not like the Pnei Yeshua. Pesha himself says it. So the Taisa Ksubas Isha seems to not stim with this Taisa's Rebbeinu Peretz, which means that the original Kasha comes back, that why should a woman be able to say, give me bangers? Why should a woman be able to say, give me bangers? Why should a Bachai be able to say, give me idias, just because the person offered it once? The story is to jump a person up. And it's a little hard to see. But the svara that I don't know. What?
He's striking a deal.
I'm striking a deal. I'm telling him, you don't have to give me better. You're offering to give me better at Yukud L'Tameh. So I say, aha, I got you. You offered better at Yukud L'Kamei, so now I'm going to force you to give me better at today's price. That doesn't make sense. Right, we're trying to compare it now to for my Sani. We're going from there. Well, if they both agree to Yukud L'Kamei's Pashit, right? The Gemara was saying that if you offer Yukud L'Kamei, if they both agree on Yukud L'Kamei, there's nothing to talk about. No? Tosfos like Suvasisha?
Yeah,
Pabba Chayv also. The Gemara, unless the Gemara means taka that you give it at Yukud L'Kamei and that's it. But then if Pashit, if he agrees to Yukud L'Kamei, it has to mean that he wants to back out, that we're forcing him, otherwise there's nothing to talk about. If he's willing to give Yukud L'Kamei and she's willing to take Yukud L'Kamei, so is there any suffix? Means binding once you make the agreement. Let's go back to the question, why it should be binding.
Huh?
It could be chazen. Then what's the Gemara saying? Then the Gemara is hard to understand what the Gemara is to embody. Okay. The Komakim Kasha. Now we come back to the original sugya. The original Kasha. What was the original Kasha? One pasuk says you give Meitav, which is Karka. That's Karka. The other pasuk says you give metaflim after the subin. After the Gemara, Amarava called the yav leimimaitiv leisuv lei. Called the yav leimimaitiv leisuv lei. So first the Gemara thinks you have to give metaf of anything, even if you're giving metaflim, you have to give the best metaflim. First the Gemara leitiv sedeoksiv. It's not going on metaflim. Alki asar papa rafan brei yeshua bebei rav pershua. And this is the Gemara's Maskana. Kol mili meitavu. The loy mizdabin hocha mizdabin b'masa achrisi. All things are meitav, because even if you don't sell it here, you'll find some place to sell it. Levar miyara. The lace of loy mi meitav kechad l'kvistolaz b'ini. Kaka, you give meitav so it should be easy to sell. And all metaltalim, they're meitav. Because it's relatively easy to sell. The Stifler explains that this Gemara's teretz is not stam a teretz. We thought of a teretz, metaphor is meitav. It changes the whole concept of meitav. Until this Gemara's teretz, we thought meitav is what people like. Why did the Torah give idiots? Because people like idiots. That's what people like to get. I think a good quality field. So it's like, sure, people like to get good quality fields. They don't like to get sumin. So we had a cash. Gemara's teretz is that, no, when the Torah said meitav, it means really make your adin, payment should be in cash. Really you should pay cash for things. When you pay other merchandise, so real estate, instead of cash, it has to be as close to cash as possible. So, if you're giving real estate, you have to give idiots. That's the easiest thing to sell. It's close to cash. If you're giving metatlim, you can give anything, because all metatlim that's sellable is always close to cash. So the Gemara is retouching, it's changing the way it looks at idiots. In the Machshehel, that the taich of idiots is something which is, the Machshehel, the taich of idiots is something which people want. Which people want. Sereni had a good cashier. Sulbin, people don't want Sulbin. In the Maskana was saying that Taich Indias is something which is easily transferred into cash. And the Mailer, there's no difference between Indias or there's no difference between Indias and Metaphor. Either one. Now, the Stifler's Hesber here, I think, is an important Hesber. Because here we're finishing the sugya, we're not finishing the sugya of the Gemara comes now to Vayta Dika Din of Shuma. But let's take out Shulchan Aruch. Someone's mazik. He has cash, he has property, he has metalflim, he has everything. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, people have everything. What does he pay? So the truth is we don't know, because we don't learn anything about this. Right? Do we know yet? If a person has cash, has property, has metalflim, do we know what you give? We have no idea. So I'll tell you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And we'll see at least one nekuda where this comes up. In Shulchan Aruch it says, it's in Tuf Yud Tes. Shulchan Aruch says, Goyvin mi metalflim tchila. That we manayim from metalflim first. V'mayhayalan metalflim. Goyvin me'akarka ha-ma'ula shebenichse ha-mazik. If you don't have a tafelim, you manayin from the mazik's best karka, idiots. The chol's man, she yimts a tafelim, a filosubin, ain't this kaka la karka. You hear this? A person has real estate. You don't get the real estate. As long as he has a tafelim, he can pay you with any tafelim, and not with real estate. Now, how does cash fit in? So it says in the Mechaber Vayta, "Afilu sheyesh lekesef yachal apayrei besuvin." The chol metatul he made tafnino. Shulchan Aruch says that any time he has metatul and chol metatul made tafnino, the shaman I said, "Kabay shiuchal lechra miyanu b'mekaymai." And you shuts up, like we said last time. You don't shuts up matches. If he wants to pay you with a truckload of matches, you don't say, well, if he sells it one box at a time, he'll get him a lot of money for it. No. If he shuts up, if he has to sell the whole truckload of matches right now in this place, what can he get for it? That's the way he shuts up the estimate the value. But in Shulchan Aruch it says, he doesn't have to give kesef. You hear? You hear? You're married to somebody, you have to give him money. You don't have to give him cash. You have metatlum laying around, you can give him metatlum. You don't have to give kesef. Now, it's not the same by a balchayv. By a balchayv, halacha at least, machlekes rishonim, but by a balchayv, if you have cash, you have to give cash. Because if someone lends you cash, we understand that if someone lends you cash, you need to get cash back. That's the stam das of a person. If you lend someone cash and he pays you back with other things, we know that that's not what a person really wants. However, by mazikin, it says here this idea that you don't have to give cash. The question is, if a person has karka and metaltalin, what's the order? I read you the lashon, because the lashon is a little ambiguous. What happens if there's a choice between metaltalin and karka? Does metaltalin have a kadima to karka? Or could the nizik say, let's say the mazik wants to give karka instead of metaltalin. And the nizik says, I'd rather have karka. I don't want metaltalin. I don't want to be stuck with sugin. Is there a say the kadima here or not? The lashon is not so clear. It says, "Kol zemad shiyimtzi metaltalin, afilu subin, ein nizkaka l'karka." So as long as a person has metaltalin, any metaltalin, ein nizkaka l'karka. You don't go if there's karka. That means that if he wants, he can give metaltalin. If he wants, he can give metaltalin. The shachiz ma'ai holds that the pshat is that metaltalin is first, and karka is second, and kesef is third. Metaltalin is first. In other words, if he wants to give me karka, I can insist on metaltalin. This is seder. Metaltalin is first choice, and karka is second choice. That's how he understands. What will be the nafkamina? If they both agree, you give whatever they want. If the mazik wants to give metaltalin, divide it. Push it. He can give metaltalin. Nafkamina will be if the mazik wants to give karka, and the nizik wants metaltalin. Do we say karka metaltalin is all the same, and he can give whatever he wants? Or is pshat, because machi into metaltalin, angus kaka la karka, means that they're equal. You can't force them to give karka. Because machi is metaltalin. So the shach learns that it's a seder. Metaltalin is first choice, and karka is second choice. So they stay here in the shach to cut and base, that it's a second choice. The Aruch HaShulchan says he doesn't understand the Shach. In our Gemara, what's the Seder of this Gemara? Gemara starts off with a Kasha. Karka, it's a Stira. It says, Meitav, how can you give Subin? That means the Gemara started off, you have to give Karka, you can't give Natafu. That's how the Gemara started. The Gemara started with a Stira. Says you don't give that you only pay meitav sadeh meitakam yishalem meitav in midiach minilai. That's lashon gemara, right? The gemara started that it should be dafka karka. How could you give metaltalin? That means the gemara in the hava mina held karka first, metaltalin second. So the gemara says no, metaltalin is also meitav. So, the way we learn a Shtichel Gemara, the Gemara asked, Karka is first, Metaflim is second. The Gemara says, Metaflim is also Meita. So, that means Metaflim should be the same as Karka. So from where in the Sugya Sa Gemara do we jump Metaflim over Karka? The Shulchan says he doesn't understand. The Gemara starts off that Karka is one, Metaflim is second. So, Gemara answers, Ko Metaflim is Meita. So, that shouldn't jump it over Karka. That should make it equal to karka. When you learn a sugya in Gemara, that's how you learn, right? The Gemara changes from the Habamina to Maskana, the smallest chiddush that's mochruch. So Habamina is karka one, metaflim two. So Maskana is metaflim and karka are equal. So he doesn't understand the shach. Where did the shach get that metaflim is first and karka is second? That's the Aruch HaShulchan's kasha. The way I understand from the Stipler, it's not shver. What's the Gemara's Maskana? The Stipler said that the Gemara in the Maskana is changing the whole way we look at Meitav. It's saying you have to give the thing that's most easily translated into cash. When it says Meitav, it doesn't, like we thought in the Havamina, it doesn't mean you have to make the Nizik happy. The Nizik feels bad, you have to make him happy, give him what he wants. That's not Pshat. Not Pshat, give him what he wants. Pshat is, it has to be translatable to cash as easily as possible. That's the Maskana. Now, what's easier to change to cash? Metaltalin or Edis? Gemara seems to say that metatlum is more easily translated to cash. Right? The Leib is daven hachem is daven b'masachrisi. That's what he says. The Shach makes a lot of sense the way the Stifler teaches. Because the maskana is that we're looking for something that can be changed to cash most easily. So in the Havamina, we thought it depends on what people like to own. People like to own, they like to own ideas. It's more important to them than anything. But see, where is that pshat in Meita? Pshat isn't what you like to own. Pshat is what's easily changed into cash. According to that maskana, pshat is what's easily changed into cash. So metatlin jumps to first place, because metatlin is easily changed into cash. And karka goes into second place.
Why is that the other way?
Why? No, the Gemara doesn't say you have to go somewhere else. The Gemara says if you don't find buyers here, you have the option of going elsewhere.
In other words, it's not the best. The Talpa is safe.
The Talpa you could certainly sell. You'll take it until you find a place with somebody to buy it. Karka. Well, the Gemara is saying karka, you can't take somewhere else. Not necessarily going to want to buy it.
Yeah, we give him Meita,
so we give him the best of all the characters.
Which will cause a conservative
moment. Is it better? Is it that way? I don't think so. Karka has a chesaron that you can't take it around. So once it has that chesaron, we give it the, of all the carcass, we give it the best carcass. But does that mean that Idius is easier to sell than the top one? Not necessarily. All right, if you understand differently, so you have the Aruch HaShulchan saying what they're saying. I just the way I understand the stipend comes out l'chayra to be very gishmak. The only thing that's not gishmak with the stipend is so why don't you make them give cash? If we understand meitav to mean you have to take something that's as translatable to cash as possible, so the only thing that's not gishmak is why not make them give cash? I don't know what the American law is. I assume in American law you pay cash. Pay the top one. It seems logical that if somebody has to pay, his first choice should be cash. It's when it's finished that you don't have to give cash. Excuse me?
I'm telling you, we want makeup. Like, it's very good, we want makeup, but what level of makeup do you mean? Not the level of when it's by character, that we need the makeup of character that much. We need at least that level of being able to liquidity the cash, but not the level of how often is one or not. And I have Shabbat as the focus of my competition, the smallest thing.
Yeah, but well, it seems that when we make the order of priorities, we go according to what can be changed to cash most easily.
Right.
And yet, cash itself.
Cash we put at the bottom. Only that level made up. The level of made up in terms of Makai was only on Karka. On the level of liquidity, the Karka has less liquidity in the cash than the Makai. So the Karka is two stuff in that seem to be stable.
Within Shavu Kesef, we go in that order, and outside of Shavu Kesef, then. That's what it seems. Okay, then. Right. I still think the biggest chiddush to most people is the fact that if you have cash, you don't have to give cash. The Baal Chayv has to give, but everybody else doesn't. All right. Question now. Lamaskana. We finished the sugya. This is the second sugya, right? We had the sugya of the Nizik Shemina, the Mazik Shemina, and then we have the sugya here about the Rasul. Lamaskana. What's the bottom line? If you have a Nizik, and he says, give me Beinonis, or you have a Baal Chayv and he says, give me Zibulis. What's bottom line? What comes after the Sukkah? So, I mentioned yesterday that Tosis on that Ches says, you can get it. You can't make his Kayach Shvach. If he wants, Tosis Shita is, and we said it's Rashi Tosis Shita is, you want worse? You can get it. You can force him to give it to you. You can't give him Nizik a bad kayach. So if he wants Beinonis, he wants Iburis, give it to him. The Rosh said, not so fast. You could only get it in the Gemara's case. What's the Gemara's case? Where he originally offered Beinonis to Yukud Lakameh. Where a person comes to you and he says, look, I have to give you Idius. If you want, Beinonis, I'll give it to you at a cheaper price. Once he offers it at a cheaper price, he shows his nicha with it. So now he has to give it even at a higher price. That's the Rosh Hashita. As the Rosh holds, typically, you know, you can't force someone to give you a lower level. And Nizik has idiots, only idiots. The only time the Rosh says you can get less is if the person offered it to you. So even though he offered it to you, but look, you can get it at the fair market price. Those are the two shittas. So I took out the Shulchan Aruch to look how we paskin. And I'm astounded at the way the Shulchan Aruch brings this thing. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bechlal bring the shayla. If a nizik says, give me beinonis, what's a din? It doesn't say Shulchan Aruch. Which, by the way, it doesn't say in the Rambam either. The Rambam, that's the Mefarshim, asked why the Rambam was mashmit this. But it doesn't say not in the Rambam, not in the Shulchan Aruch. However, listen to what the Shulchan Aruch does say. Shulchan Aruch says, if a man has two idiots, two fields of idiots, so who chooses which field to give? Who chooses? Pashit. Pashit Pshat, who gets a choice? The Mazik. Pashit Pshat. The Mazik chooses which field to give. So Shulchan Aruch says that if a man, if Yesh Lamazik Shnei idiots, Eina Nizik Yachalai Malai, Tenli idiots Blayim. He has two idiots. The Nizik can't say, give me that one. The Mazik give whichever one he wants. Aval, im ha-mazik chafetz losis lo idiyus shabikesh. Let's say he says, you know what, if you want that idiyus, I'll give it to you. But kiyuk rindu l'kamei. You want that idiyus? I'll give it to you. But I want it, I want you to give me a good price for it. Ela shuwata b'zul l'mam tenachi yisiyaker. Vaymer tirtza yisakach v'aysa kefi mashi hu asidol yisiyaker. Then, in shaydin lai, ela tzorach litna lai v'mashi shava achshav. What he says. He brings the rush in a different case. The Shulchan Aruch, I know where it comes from. He brings the rush in a case where Harasha, but it's not the Rasha. He brings the rush in a case where a person has two ideas. And let's say I was Mazik you. I have two fields. So I say, I'm only giving you this field. The other one I like better. So you say, but you want the other one. They tell you, you know what, if you want the other one, if you take it at a better price, I'll do it. As soon as I say that, if you want the other one at a better price, I'll do it, bang, you caught me. And now I have to give you the other one at today's price. As I say, Shulchan Aruch. I have to give you the other one at today's price. Because once I showed up, Nicha, to give it away, so now it's up to you and I have to give it to you. Calls him and I say, it's Chaviv to me, I don't want to give it away, I don't have to give it away. But as soon as I show I'm willing to give it away, bang, it's your choice and you could take it. So that's the problem. The problem with this rush, I see everybody asks it. I mentioned the Kashi yesterday. I think the Amshah Shleimi asked it on the rush. I see the Taz asks it on the rush. I saw the Nachas David asks. Everybody asks, what's Pshat in the rush? If I tell you I'm willing to give it to you, at Yukudul Kamei, it doesn't show I'm willing to give it to you as Tamazite. I'm willing to part with it. I mean, for a good price, a person will part with anything. Right? For the right price, he's willing to part. But, so that's a cash is a cash anyway. I'm not answering the cash. But once you accept the rush said, once you mask into the rush said that if I offer you something at Yukudul Kamei, I have to give it to you at today's price. So why does Shulchan Aruch only bring it in the case of idiots to idiots? And not in the Rosh's case, which was idiots or beinonis. The Rosh itself is talking about idiots or beinonis. You offer me beinonis at a good price, I can force you to give me the beinonis. Shulchan Aruch brings it by idiots for idiots. Why doesn't it bring it by idiots and beinonis the way the Rosh said it? So I don't know. And the Sma even brings from the Ir Shushan. Ir Shushan is the Lavush. The Lavush, we always call him the Lavush. He wrote a bunch of Svarim, and every Sefer he named after some sentence in the Megillah, Megillah Esther. I don't know what was the Lavush of Purim, but he had some connection to it. And all the Svarim he called after something that has to do with it. So this Sefer Chayshim is called Ir Shushan. It's a very, when people look at Chayshim Mishpat, you see the Sma says Ayin Shin, You never know what it stands for. It's a very uncommon abbreviation. But he brings from the Ir Shushan, who says the Shulchan Aruch should have said it by Indias and Bainans. And the Sma is not masking. I don't understand. That's the Rush. Very, very strange why the Shulchan Aruch brought it Dafka by Indias for Indias, not by Indias and Bainans.
Saying that place would be masking. The Rush would be masking. Saying the other Rishonim would be masking to the Rush in this case.
Seems like the other Rishonim will be masking to the Rosh in the case of Idias Vidias. Why? Why is Idias Vidias more of a svara to be masking?
I have a priest on this Idias. But the Vedas, I have no shaykhs. Just because you offer me, it doesn't give me any kindness in it. I think it'll be here.
Could be. I would suggest, I don't know if it's right, going again with the stipulous svara in the Maskana. The stipulous saying the Maskana is that what's the whole concept of idi is something that's easily sold. So there's an idius of Bainanis, to knock someone down to Bainanis, that's not included in the Torah. The Torah says something that's easily sold. Idius and idius, which are both easily sold, are both included in the Shibud. So to force a person to give idius is easier. To force a person to give Bainanis is harder. Truth is, I mean, you can say this even without the stipend. But anyway, the Shulchan Aruch is a Hiddush, right?
He doesn't want the Bainanis.
Yeah, but the question is why he has a shibud on. We never force him to sell it once he's tevaya. The question is why did the kubi the Torah only shtel the shibud against idiots? It didn't shtel a shibud on bainus, even though there's a swara of idiots stuff of bainus. But if you say that everything goes according to what's easily sold, so the Torah has set up its shibud only on the idiots. Right, this is all. The explanation is Bederach Efshir. The Chiddush is a big Chiddush. We're still going to spend time on it, on these Inyanim, especially in Daf Tes. So you have to bear in mind the Seder Hagdia of Betatlum Karka. It's not clear if Betatlum is first, Karka is second. And Betatlum is first, Karka is second. And Kesef certainly goes last. The last Nakuda, the Rambam is mashmit this whole din. The Rambam and the Rif both skip the sugya. They don't tell us if you could ask for a smaller quality. This Shiloh, which is the Apashe Shiloh, could have Bachayv asked for Ziburis, could have Nizik asked for Beinus, they leave it out totally. So the Mefarshim Amatmiya, why they leave out the whole sugya. So the Stipler in Simon Vav says that Lafi Mayasaid, Lafi the stipulus is your side. It's not fair. The stipulus is your side is that the Gemara's Maskana, it changed the Taitra of Meitav. Till now we thought Meitav is what people want. And therefore we reckon what people want. If a person is supposed to get hideous, he wants Bainanis, so we have to reckon with him. That's what we thought. In the Maskana, no. Meitav is what's easily changed to cash. So the whole Shiloh falls away. If you only go according to what's easily changed to cash, so it's only idiots. When the Torah said idiots, the Torah said idiots because it changes to cash. Does it have to do with what he wants? No. In the Maskara, now he knew what he wants. So now there's no question anymore. If a Nizik's entitled to get idiots, he says, well, what? I'll take the Buris. Well, who cares what you want? In the Havamina, we thought we're giving you ideas because that's what people want. We thought it's what people want. We had a whole Shakla Bataria. How could you not let him get less? But in the Maskana, we're not trying to be Miyaka his Kayach. We're just trying to give something that's as close to cash as possible. So in Rama Marif, I'm Ashmet the whole Shaila. Because since in Maskana, it has nothing to do with what people want. So it doesn't matter anymore. Not if a Baal Chayv says, I want this, and that if a Nizik says, I want this, and that if a Isha says, I want this. What you want only mattered when we thought the reason to give idiots is because that's what people want. But since the Maskana is that idiots is for what's easily changed to cash, so then the Rambam and the Rif are mashmet the whole Shaila, because it's what's easily changed to cash. It's only idiots. There's nothing to talk about there. What? The Rambam doesn't mention Yichud L'Kameh. The question of the Shulchan Aruch. is a good question. Shulchan Aruch, when you offer a second idiot kirkud l'kamei, you don't give it to kirkud l'kamei, you give it to today's price. You never take kirkud l'kamei to maskana. It's only that if you offer kirkud l'kamei, then you have to give it a regular price. Now, this is the way the Stifel learns, fits nicely into the Rambam and the Rif. Don't, in the next sugyas, we have to see the shtims with all the sugyas. This idea that idiot has nothing to do with what people want, it only has to do with what's easily changed to cash. Tosfos Chesam Beisach doesn't hold this way. The Stifel is saying this in the Rambam and the Rif. You say it doesn't matter what you want. Tosfos Chesam Beisach says it does matter what you want. So this Shtikl Torah is not true according to that. According to the Rambam and the Rif, the Stifel is saying this, the Shtikl Torah, that you go according to what's easily changed to cash. Okay, so we finished the second sugya of Idias. We'll start the Machlokes B'Shaloi Heishavim, B'Shaloi Lomim Heishavim. Again, I'll tell you, these sugyas I'd like to go through quickly, so please stay well ahead of me in the Gemara.